Topic 4.10 is to describe how to investigate plant mineral deficiencies practically. This is another practical. There are an awful lot of practicals on this topic. You were given a load of cress seedlings. They'd been allowed to sprout a little, so they weren't necessarily going to be using all their stored energy from germination. And you had a variety of different sac solutions. Sac solution is a nutrient mix. In full quantities, it contains nitrate, potassium, magnesium, calcium, and so on. You were given solutions made up that had no nitrate, no phosphate, no calcium, no magnesium. You also had pure water, and you had a full sac solution with everything. You put some cotton wool in the bottom of your test tube. You put the solution in so that the cotton wool absorbed the solution, and you put your sprouted seedlings onto that. You wrapped some tin foil around the solution at the bottom of the plant so that algae wouldn't grow in the nutrient solution, since they wouldn't have access to light. And you put a little bit of foil over the top of the test tube to prevent evaporation. You may have measured the initial wet mass of your seedlings. I didn't ask you to do dry mass, although you should recall from looking at topic 3 that dry mass measurements would involve destroying the plant by effectively boiling them dry, but this would give you the dry mass, so you'd have to have some sacrificial members of your experiment set for this reason. So you looked at least at wet mass, and then you measured the final wet mass after a period of a week or so, some of you did anyway, and you'll have looked at which ones grew more. You'll also have looked at the height of the seedlings to see which ones grew longer, since when you look at topic 8 in A2, you will learn about growth at nodes and internodes and how that can be affected. So you will have found that, you know, hopefully the one that had least amount of growth was the one that was just distilled water. The nitrate should have very little growth as well, as should the calcium. Your leaves should be rather misshapen and even have a few holes in them. The ones without any magnesium should have poor growth and yellowish leaves. The ones that do not have any phosphate, since phosphate is needed for DNA and forming the phospholipid bilayer, among other things, they should be weak shoots and roots. However, the one that had full sac solution should be happy, green, healthy, and massive. Up to about 10 centimetres in height we managed to get for those cress plants. Edexcel advise using Kalanchoe plantlets. However, I would like to challenge Edexcel to find any Kalanchoe plantlets on sale in a garden centre anywhere in the Easter term when you're trying to do this practical. It would be easier to do plantlets because they wouldn't have any stored nutrients able to help them grow as seedlings do. So this is one limitation of the experiment.